I think by now you know the theme of tonight's Christmas Eve service, and that is Christmas is a time of joy. Time of joy. The message of Christmas is a message of joy. And why is it a message of joy? Well, the scriptures teach us, the angel said, "For fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." The joy of Christmas. My prayer is that all of us will have this joy of Christmas. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. The angels, when hearing the good news of the great joy that in the city of David a Savior was born, who is Christ the Lord, suddenly they all broke out into praise and adoration. There was with the angel a multitude of a heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." When the shepherds heard the good news, they too rejoiced. When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they heard and seen. Joy to the world, the Lord has come. A little further down in Luke, we read, "Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Spirit was upon him, and it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law. And Simeon took him up in his arms, and he blessed God and said, 'Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and for glory to your people, Israel.'" Joy to the world. The Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. And further down in Luke, "And there was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived with her husband 7 years from when she was a virgin, and then as a widow until she was 84, she did not depart from the temple, worshiping with fasting and prayer night and day. And coming up at that very hour, she began to give thanks to God and to speak of him to all who were waiting for the redemption of Jerusalem." Joy to the world. The Lord is come. Repeat the sounding joy. Repeat the sounding joy. This morning we read about the Magi that came from the east in Matthew. And they asked the question, "Where is the King of the Jews?" And when they saw the star, his star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshiped him. Joy to the earth. The Savior reigns. Let men their songs employ. This is the message of Christmas. Joy. Joy. The joy of Christmas. The reason for the joy? For behold, I bring you good news of a great joy for all the people. And as we've seen here, we've seen the shepherds, who were the lowliest class, looked down upon by everybody in their society. The gospel went to them, the good news. We see Simeon, an older man, and Anna, 84-year-old. The good news was for all people, for all ages, for all socioeconomic classes. The good news of salvation is for all of us. Because all of us need a Savior. All of us have been born in sin. All of us do not have a relationship with God because of that sin. And all of us have no way to get right with God and have that sin removed so that we can have a right relationship with God, and that we can have our sins forgiven, and that we can inherit eternal life. We're in a hopeless situation because of our sin. But God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's the good news, and that's the joy of Christmas. Now, we want to make sure we focus on this good news, that there's a Savior, Jesus Christ, because even in our society today, the true meaning of Christmas is eclipsed, or I might add, hijacked by a secular society that celebrates the holiday without the Savior. And when we take a look at the good news, oftentimes we think, well, God sent His Savior, Jesus Christ, to help us deal with our circumstances. We live in a broken society. We live in with broken relationships. So God sent a Savior so that He could help us deal with our circumstances. So that if we believe in Jesus Christ, our life is going to get better. God is going to change those circumstances. If we're sick, He's going to heal us. If we're broke, He's going to make us rich. If we're troubled, He's going to give us peace. This is this great Jesus. He's going to do all this for us. This is the danger of equating Jesus Christ with Santa Claus. We think of Jesus as Santa Claus. Jesus, let me come up and sit on your lap. Now, this is what I need. Yeah, I was a little naughty, but overall, I was pretty nice. Now, can you help change this circumstance that I'm living in? Can you get me a better job? Can you give me peace? I'm really stressed out. Can you do this for me? Can you do that for me? Now, here's the danger. God does not send us a Savior to change our circumstances. He sends a Savior to change our relationship with God and bring us into a right relationship with God. You see, if we're looking for a Savior to change our circumstances and make things better for us, what happens when He doesn't change our circumstances? What do? God let us down. What kind of God is this that I pray to and He didn't heal me? I'm done with this. I pray and pray and pray and God doesn't hear my prayers. Nothing changed. I came in last year having the same problems I have this year. So God, He let me down. He didn't do anything to make my life better. The joy of Christmas is that He made our relationship better with Himself by sending a Savior. That's critical to understand. Because there's a lot of misplaced expectations by people, a lot of misplaced hope that if I do this, this, and this, then God's going to make my life everything I want it to be. And I've heard people, when their circumstances don't change, it's, boy, when I get to heaven, He's going to get a piece of my mind. I want to know why God didn't change things. But God has to answer to us. The joy of Christmas is that the Lord has come. And He has come to be with us, Emmanuel. He has come to change our hearts. Sometimes He changes our circumstances. But if He doesn't change our circumstances, there's a good reason for it, even though we may not understand what that is. It's God's perfect will. He works all things together for good. And sometimes the suffering that we experience, the confusion that we experience, we don't like, and we start to question, how could God be good and allow this to happen? God is good. And He allows things to happen for His glory and for our benefit. You say, whoa, wait a minute. You mean to tell me these trials and afflictions that I have are for my good? Yes. That's hard to accept at times. But that's what we have to trust and believe in about the Savior. Jesus has come to save us, and that doesn't necessarily mean to change our circumstances. What it means is that He came as our Savior to take away our sin. Sin that separates us from God. Sin that will cause us to be punished eternally in hell. Sin that fragments our relationships. Sin that affects our bodies and our minds. Christ has come to deal with our sin. And how He deals with our sin is He takes all of our sin upon Himself. And instead of us judged for our sins and being condemned by God and be judged on the final day and then be sentenced to the lake of fire, Jesus comes. God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish. Jesus comes and He takes all of our sin upon Himself. And He takes all the punishment that we deserve upon Himself. And that's what Good Friday is all about. And God accepts His sacrifice, where He shed His blood to pay the debt of our sins. And we know that to be true because He rose from the dead on Resurrection Sunday, so that everybody could see that God the Father accepted the sacrifice of God the Son. That's the Savior that we have. The one who has saved us from God's wrath. The one that makes things right with God. We are justified by believing in Christ. Justified. God looks at us just as if we have never sinned when we trust in the Lord Jesus. That's the good news of the great joy. Now think about this. When you trust in Christ, think about what it means to be in a right relationship with God. Has anybody ever gotten angry in here? Don't put up your hands. You probably know somebody that has. Can you imagine an existence in the future in heaven where you will never, ever get mad? Where you will never, ever have a sinful thought. where you will never break a relationship. This is what happens with redemption. This is what happens when the Savior comes into our life. He changes us in the present, but He also gives us this glorious hope of the future that because our sins are forgiven, we don't have to fear judgment. We have an eternal home in heaven that has been prepared for us by Jesus Christ Himself. We're given a new glorious body. And boy, I can't wait for that. A body that never grows old. A body that never gets tired. A body that never gets ill. A mind that is never confused or stressed out. That's all taken out of there with the new life that Christ gives us throughout eternity as a result of being our Savior. This is the good news. This is the joy. This is the future hope that God has prepared a place for us throughout eternity that we may live with Him in His glory. Well, now, why did God do all this? Why did He send His Son? Well, is it because we deserve it? No, absolutely not. He did it because He loves us. The worst sinner, God loves. Christ loves. Christ laid down His life for that individual. We didn't qualify for it. God did it out of love. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those whom He is well pleased. In Romans 5, we read, "Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God." Can you imagine what that peace with God is? I mean, we have shame, we have guilt. We struggle with, oh, I wish I hadn't said that. Or I wish I would have done this differently. Peace with God. Shalom. Wholeness. We're not fractured. We're not fragmented. We got it all together because of Christ. Through Him, we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand. And we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. More than that, we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not disappoint us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. For while we were still weak, at the right time Christ died for the ungodly. For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one would dare even to die. But God shows His love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since therefore we have now been justified by His blood, much more shall we be saved by Him from the wrath of God. For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son, much more, now that we are reconciled, shall we be saved by His life. More than that, we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. Do you have the joy of Christmas in your life? Do you have a right relationship with God? Do you have a peace? As you look into the future, are you certain that when you pass from this life, you may be in Simeon's position or Anna's? Are you going to heaven? If you know the Lord Jesus Christ, if you receive Him by faith, the work that He has done on the cross will be imputed to you or credited to you. Not only does He change you in this life, but He gives you a hope for the future. He doesn't change the circumstances. The shepherds, they glorified Christ. They glorified God, but they went back to being shepherds. Simeon probably passed away shortly after he held the baby in his arms. His situation didn't change. Anna probably still lived in the temple, probably still fasted and prayed, doing all that she's been doing for however long she was there. The circumstances didn't change, but the relationship they had with the Lord did. And that enabled them to deal with whatever circumstance they face. They know that they have victory over it through Jesus Christ. Christ doesn't always change your circumstances. He does at times, but a lot of times he doesn't. But the one thing he does, when he doesn't take them away, he climbs underneath and helps you to carry those burdens. He saves you in a lot of ways. So on this Christmas Eve, as we have worshiped the Lord and we continue to worship Him, I ask you to think about your life right now and the joy that Christ offers in salvation. Trust in Him. If you'd like to know more about this, we'll be around after the service. Say, "Pastor, my life is a mess. I am so stressed out. Nothing's working out for me. And I don't have any joy at all. In fact, I hate the holidays. I can't wait for them to be over. And there's something wrong, but I want that changed." And what you're saying, Pastor, is that Jesus can give me the joy of salvation. This is what I want. What do I have to do to get it? Simply believe on the Lord. Pray to Him, an act of faith, that He would come and dwell in you. And as you celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, may He graciously cause you to be born again this day. So that when you leave, you have the joy of salvation. Let us pray.